there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Following a recent press conference, social media is now reacting to the following statement made by United States President Joe Biden when asked about human rights for illegal immigrants attempting to enter the United States in comparison to Jews fleeing Nazi persecution during World War II.
I think it is a human right if you have your, if your family's being persecuted, if you're being dealt with in a way. I mean, like it was, I thought it was a human right for Jews in Germany to be able to go to get to escape and get help where they could. But the other side of this is there's also the people in this country have basic rights that are here, basic fundamental rights to assure that people are coming, have been checked out. They're not criminals. They're not problem. They're, you know, they're, that their background checks deal with it. I mean, it's who we are.
American attorney and politician Andy Biggs tweeted that Biden's statement does not even remotely relate to the same situation, while Stephen Miller, the former senior advisor to former President Donald Trump, says that comparing Haitians leaving Haiti to Nicaraguans leaving Nicaragua to Jews fleeing violent extermination from Nazi Germany is both an outrageous downplay of the Holocaust and an insult to Latin American nations. B'nai B'rith Canada has dropped its lawsuit against the Canadian government for not listing the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist entity. B'nai B'rith instituted this lawsuit against the government in 2020, citing the latter's failure to comply with a House of Commons motion of 2018 to list the IRGC in its entirety as a terrorist organization. B'nai B'rith Canada's CEO Michael Mustaine says that despite this move, it is an important development as it now points to a need for immediate criminal sanctions against top IRGC regime officials already identified by the government through its recently announced immigration laws. According to B'nai B'rith, the United Kingdom is reportedly preparing to formally declare the IRGC a terrorist organization and still expects IRGC leaders and senior members in the meantime to be listed as such under the country's criminal code. According to the FBI's latest annual report, violence against Jews is declining. Well, these findings are being challenged by Jewish groups who claim that anti-Semitic activity has in fact reached record highs during the past 2 years. One watchdog group is calling on Congress to investigate how and why the FBI has misreported anti-Jewish hate crimes. Kenneth L. Marcus, the chairman of the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights Under Law, a watchdog group that combats Jew hatred, said that this alarming failure has undermined the purposes of collating hate crimes data when one needs it most. An FBI spokesman has acknowledged that the 2021 report was lacking information from multiple agencies across the country, blaming it on a shift in how statistics are collected. Meanwhile, in the Arab world, a survey reveals that an average of 84% of Arabs from a number of Arab countries reject any diplomatic recognition of Israel. According to the Arab Opinion Index, a majority of participants from Algeria, Mauritania, the Palestinian territories, Jordan, Libya, Iraq, Tunisia, Qatar, Kuwait, Lebanon, Egypt, Sudan, Morocco, and Libya felt this way. The only country opposing this opinion was Morocco. Respondents also felt that the Palestinian cause is concern for the entire Arab world and not just for Palestinians. Despite these results, observers believe that the Abraham Accords still provide a platform for Israel to gain recognition from Arab countries and for Israel to be accepted by Arab communities. And the first weekend of 2023 is upon us. Let's reflect now on what happened during the first week of the new year. Exiled Chief Rabbi Pinchas Goldschmidt urged the Jewish community in Russia to leave before they are blamed for social hardships resulting from the Ukraine conflict. Jewish teachers from Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Spain, and Uruguay are in Israel for a teacher training seminar in Jerusalem. Poland announced that Germany will no longer engage in negotiations regarding any World War II reparations for the country. A communications nanosatellite developed by Tel Aviv University was launched into space on Tuesday, and Israeli singer Ofra Haza, who passed away on February the 23rd, 2000, has been added to the list of Rolling Stone magazine's 200 greatest singers of all time. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.